This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday delayed a decision to let Ukraine fire long-range Western-supplied missiles into Russia, a plan that sparked dire threats from Moscow of a war with NATO.
We had a wide-ranging discussion about strategy in Ukraine, of course, in the Middle East, and other parts of the world. This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. That wasn't why we got our heads down today. It was to allow ourselves the space, which we took, the time, which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen within the wider strategy. And it was a really good invitation from the president. We've had a very productive, and we've come to a strong position.
The Labour leader indicated that he and Biden would now discuss the plan at the United Nations General Assembly in New York the week after next with a wider group of individuals. Iran on Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guard, state media reported. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
Iran hailed the launch as a success, marking the second time this particular rocket has successfully placed a satellite into orbit. The launch comes as heightened tensions grip the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, during which Tehran launched an unprecedented direct missile and drone attack on Israel. Meanwhile, Iran continues enriching uranium to levels close to weapons grade, sparking concerns among arms control experts about the direction of Tehran's nuclear program. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 14 people in central and southern Gaza overnight. They followed airstrikes earlier this week that hit a tent camp on Tuesday and a United Nations school sheltering the displaced on Wednesday. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.
Our roots here, it go deep in the history here, and they come in to take our own houses, our own land, and the army is protecting them. It's just unfair what's happening, but we're not going nowhere.
Khalid Koran is one of those protesting against land seizures in a West Bank village that is furthering the conversation about Israeli settlers in the occupied territory. Roman Levine is a Israeli activist.
Israeli military use the usual method to repress the protest. They declared all the zone as a closed military zone. But they let the settlers stay, and they're still in this mountain, and they violently push everybody out. They push me with their guns. They throw stone grenades, and just to let the settlers stay in the stolen land.
Israeli soldiers indeed threw stun grenades at demonstrators, including Israeli activists, in Safa village north of West Bank's Ramallah during a protest after they accused settlers of seizing land owned by locals. On the streets of Iranian cities, it's becoming more common to see a woman passing by without a mandatory headscarf or hijab. As the second anniversary of the death of Mahsa Amini and the mass protests it sparked approaches, VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
There's no government official or study acknowledging the phenomenon, but across social media, videos of people filming neighborhood streets or just talking about a normal day in their life, women and girls can be seen walking past with their long hair out over their shoulders, particularly after sunset. This defiance comes despite what United Nations investigators describe as expanded repressive measures and policies by Iran's theocracy to punish them. There's been no incident like Amini's death yet to galvanize demonstrators. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In a surprising show of support, a golf cart parade for Vice President Kamala Harris took place in the Villages, Florida on Friday evening, marking an unexpected display of Democratic enthusiasm in a traditionally conservative retirement community.
We're supporting Kamala because this guy has to be finished. He's the worst president in my lifetime. And I'm just not like, you know, a diehard Democrat. My first vote, I'm 73 years old. My first vote was for Richard Nixon. But this guy is the end of democracy in this country.
The Villages, known as a Republican stronghold, saw a growing crowd of Democrats rallying in support of Harris. Tunisia's highest court on Saturday ordered the Electoral Commission to reinstate two candidates for a presidential poll in October, warning that failure to do so could jeopardize the legitimacy of the election. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.